In your Bibles, please, for our New Testament reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some, with conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which hast knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols, and through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, we come to a passage here where Paul now is going on. He's going to answer a different question, right? There at the beginning of chapter 7, he says, "Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me," and he's going to talk about marriage for a while. It's what we heard already today. And now he moves on to another topic that was asked about. Now as touching things offered unto idols. Well, you might be able to understand how in a city like Corinth, that would be a question. Many had come to faith in Christ out of idol worship. And so they might be tempted to ask, okay, well, Paul, is it okay or not if we eat at those places there where that is sold in like a high-class restaurant after it had been offered to an idol and butchered and so on? Is it okay for us to eat of that? And Paul will say a couple of things here at the beginning that are very interesting. Notice he says, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Let's make sure that we don't absolutize that phrase to say that knowledge always puffs up and charity always edifies. In other words, as if this would stand alone being a disparagement of advancement in knowledge in Christ. Paul, the same apostle, will pray for the Colossian church that they would grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will commend the Corinthian church that they come behind in no gift, in wisdom, in knowledge, in other such things. So we're not disparaging knowledge here. There is a certain division in Christianity, and they would be more mystically minded, if you will, and they will disparage knowledge, some who claim the name of Christ. This is not what is being said here. This is not an absolute phrase. Paul is saying that knowledge without love puffeth up, right? And what is love without knowledge? Well, it can be rudderless, if you will, and it can end up being bare sinful compassion, bare sinful sympathy, instead of true knowledge-guided charity, love. So both are necessary. That's the point that I think we want to understand here. The other thing that Paul will say here almost immediately is he will say, now we know something. Did you see that in verse 4, I guess it is? We know that an idol is nothing in the world. This is a part of that knowledge, isn't it, that he's talking about. So it's not a disparagement of knowledge. Then in verse 2, we note also that no matter how much we advance in our knowledge, that knowledge will always be creaturely knowledge. And as creaturely knowledge, it will always be incomplete. And that the greatest knowledge that we should have is to be known of God. So that's what verse 2 is about, right? If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same, that is that same man, is known of God. And that's the knowledge that we should always seek. And notice for you language buffs how Paul switches the genitive there, right? She switches it from an objective to a subjective genitive. In other words, rather than knowing God, we are known of God. And that is the most important thing. Okay? All right, so that's verses 1 through 3. Now he's going to answer the question, therefore, concerning the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. Okay, so does somehow meat being offered unto idols change the composition of that meat such that it can no longer be partaken of? And Paul is saying no, because an idol is nothing. It has no power. An idol only has power over you that you accede to it. Later on in this passage, in this book, he's going to say that the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice unto devils, and I would not that ye should have communion with devils. Okay? But he's saying that with the right attitude, Christian attitude, you will know certainly that meat offered to idols is still meat. And in fact, it may be the best of meat. Okay, so far so good. In this section in verses 5 and 6, I've had people stand on my front porch and tell me that this proves that there are more gods than one. Actually, it proves just the opposite. There is only one God. What Paul is talking about here is that there are many falsely called gods and lords, but there is truly only one God and one Lord Jesus Christ. That takes up verses 5 and 6. Now verse 7. Condition number 1 was, we know that an idol is nothing in the world. Condition number 2 is, not everybody knows that. Not everybody knows that. There are some brethren, and notice what Paul, what word Paul uses to characterize them. They are weak brethren, and they are affected by the knowledge that this meat was at one point in its career offered up to idols, and therefore it's off limits. Maybe they came out of idol worship. Maybe when they see someone partake of a piece of meat that was offered to an idol, they cannot picture themselves doing that without being drawn back into that ceremony, without being drawn back into the feelings and thoughts that they had during their time of idol worship. And so they must refrain from that. However, There is a liberty that belongs to those who know that the idol is nothing in the world. And the meat that is sacrificed to idols is still meat that can be reasonably partaken of. And we'll hear this a little bit later. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All of that stuff is God's. Although some have claimed it for a false god, that false god doesn't exist, and that claim is illicit. It's still the Lord's. But there's something going on with this weak brother that the stronger brother must avoid. And this is where in the Christian church it gets very confusing. Because there are some in the Christian church that would say, okay, brother, what you do, let's, the old example that a pastor that I used to sit under gave was that there was a pool table that was donated to the church. And so they put it in the basement, and the kids were down there playing pool. And some of the older members of the church that only knew pool halls, drunkenness, and gambling said to the pastor, "Pastor, it offends me that the church has a pool table in it. Because, you know, it's impossible, right, to partake of pool apart from gambling, drunkenness, and so on." Right? Now, we laugh at that, but there was a day in this country when pool tables were associated with such things as that. What should the pastor do in a place like that? Should he let the weakest conscience drive the ethic of the church? And this is what some people would say, that the weakest conscience must drive the ethic of the church. Okay? Notice that's not what Paul says. And we need to make sure we get this clearly, otherwise it's going to bring about great confusion. So notice what it says here in verse 10. "For if any man seeth thee, which hast knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died." The weak in conscience is not weak, and this practice doesn't need to be stopped because he saw you do something and he's horrified. It's because he is emboldened to do something beyond which his own conscience is able to bear. And so we must know ourselves, and we must know our brothers and sisters. Not that they get to dictate everything that we do through a weakened conscience, but that we want to protect them until such time as their conscience is brought up to be strong like our own, so that they too can know that an idol is nothing in the world. And so we would care for them in such a way that we would never let them know, if we believe that they're weak, that we had eaten, and that, you know, they should too. That we would never drive them beyond their conscience, but we would respect even a weak conscience, because to work against conscience is to work against that monitor that God has given you, and even if it's misinformed, it is better to obey it than to destroy it. And so Paul is working in this instance here in a church that was steeped in idolatry, where some of the members were incapable of seeing, let's say it's a Friday night, and you invite your Christian brother to go, "Let's go get some roast, or let's go get some flesh at this restaurant that's, you know, it's not a part of the worship, it's where the meat goes after the ceremonies are done." And he says, "Okay, I'll go." And then after he eats, he starts to feel nauseous in his stomach, not because there's something wrong with the meat, but because there's something wrong with his conscience. He believes he's sinned against the Lord. Paul says, "If that's the case, I'll never eat meat." Right? But one of the things we don't want consciences to become is something that spies out the liberty that we have in Christ. It is at that point that we must say to the one who is weak in conscience, "Sir, an idol is nothing in the world," or "Brother, an idol is nothing in the world. If you believe that it is the worshiping of an idol to eat that meat, then please don't eat it. And then what I'll ask you to do beyond that is to mind your business and not mine. Right? There are a lot of folks today, and I think if COVID has taught us anything, it has released everyone's inner tyrant, so that we have a lot of people, because of their own conscientious beliefs, telling other people what to do and confronting them on the streets and all of that kind of stuff. You know, we are told in Scripture, to the best of our abilities, to labor, to eat our own bread, to live in quietness, and not become busybodies in other men's matters. And it seems to me that very often, those of a weak conscience would want to become someone else's conscience as well. And that's busybodyism. And we need all of us to guard ourselves against that. Now, we don't want such an open, quote, liberty, that liberty turns into license. But in this issue, Paul makes it clear. This is a clear-cut issue. It's not a sin to eat that meat. It's a sin to violate your conscience. And I will not, Paul says, I will not facilitate you violating your conscience. And Paul will also say, but it is not your conscience that dictates the ethic of the whole. Thus ends the reading then of 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Let's